FM Talk.
Live, local, FM Talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
Welcome back. Welcome back, friends. It's your good buddy, John Potter, each and every Saturday morning, 9 to noon on these radio stations. We're looking nice out there for once. It's a great-looking day. Current temperature in Reno, 36 degrees. No bad crashes, according to the NHP, and we'll check CHP, but everything's open that had been closed for far too long. Top story in our local news, by the way, phone number, yes, as stated, 884-9910. In Phil had this story at 9:30 this morning. Northern Nevada Public Health is reporting the first measles case in Washoe County since 2018. The release says the local resident tested positive for measles yesterday, December 26th. They are an unvaccinated. Yes, he is an unvaccinated adult male who was hospitalized. And NPH is following up with close contacts and investigating. It's unknown where this person contracted measles. Initial information determined this person remained home while infectious. And here come the people blaming, if they haven't already, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. They're going to put it in the news, I guarantee it. They're typing away on Reddit as we speak. NBC News reports there are warnings today about exposure to measles for travelers going through Boston and Denver now. It comes as cases rise in South Carolina, and all at a time. Here it is, folks. Here it comes. When HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., there we go, is making moves to change vaccine schedules overall for infants. And the CBS and the ABC, they were even worse on this. But that's how specific they're getting here, that Kennedy is making moves. Well, what does that mean? Kennedy never banned measles vaccinations like they make it sound at all. And the vaccination policy for infants is unchanged. NBC says he's making moves, though. So a measles case now in Washoe County. And here is what the geniuses at Reno Reddit have to say about this story. And I'll just capsulize each comment as I go here. One scientist here writes, "Oh, great. Thanks, MAGA." Next comment, "By golly, it's my choice to get that disease and infection, you. How dare you suggest I use a vaccine to violate my right to self and public infection as per the 11th Amendment." Sarcasm there, obviously. Somebody writes, "MAGA, make disease great again. Wait till polio makes a comeback." And then somebody piggybacks on that and writes, "MAGA, measles are going around. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has not banned the measles vaccine. He said about measles this week," and you can look up that story, but it wasn't anywhere on ABC or CBS. But Robert F. Kennedy Jr. this week said about the measles popping up here and there. He said, "We must make vaccines readily accessible for all those who want them." So I don't get the MAGA and measles vaccine connection. He's making moves, though. Invisible moves. All right, happy news. Oil prices dropped again yesterday. And we have the story on our news this week. I think it was on Tuesday. I was reading the story about $1.99 gas in Nevada. Tuesday, I think it was, the Maverick and the Pilot stations in West Wendover by Utah posted $1.99 unleaded. We had local gas down to $2.55 a gallon at the Yarrington Maverick. Well, that may be if you have their card that takes the 2 cents off. which I used to have. Maverick also has this Nitro loyalty card that gives you 10 cents off. And I tried to get that, but it was like applying for three mortgages. Why do you have to check my bank to get 10 cents off gas? So if anything, it was the 2 cents off card that probably got you that price. Anyway, I checked this morning. Oh, folks, by the way, we live on the wrong side of the state. I know, it's unfortunate. Check this out. At the Chevron in West Wendover, Nevada, GasBuddy.com reports unleaded is now selling for $1.71 a gallon right now. I had to look at this three times. I had to reload the website just to be sure. This is right now. $1.71 a gallon. Isn't that crazy? What is going on there? I mean, the tax must be super low in West Wendover, Nevada. $1.71 a gallon. Maverick and Pilot are both $1.85 for unleaded. In Battle Mountain, the Shell station is $2.40 a gallon. Around here, the Yarrington Maverick is still $2.55 a gallon. And yet, we still have stations in Reno that have the gall to put $4 prices on their pumps. I just saw $3.89 on my way to work this morning at a 7-Eleven. Man, you guys are supposed to be the cheap place. Or one of them. Other local news this week. Residents, by the way, 884-9910 if you want to join in. Residents alarmed by smell and oily film in Sparks Marina Canal. Residents woke up this week. There's Channel 4 here. Residents woke up this week to a foul odor and renewed concerns about what is flowing through the waterway. An oily sheen appeared on the surface of the canal on the east side. I'm trying to get my bearings. East side of the Sparks Marina following recent rain. They were worried about possible contaminants after spotting a dead bird floating in the slick. By Wednesday, the smell had become especially strong. City officials said the oily substance and the smell comes from the storm water runoff from city streets. I bring this up because the entire article, the city does not even mention with their statement, the city of Sparks, they don't even mention the very polluted past of this certain body of water. The city actually refers to it as a former gravel pit. And I hate to break it to folks, but I was here and there was much more than than gravel in that dump, sad to say. It was pretty full of dangerous things. You know, I spoke to a guy last year who used to drain oil from the nearby oil tanks there at what is now Marina Park all the time. There was an oil tank farm right there, right next to it. The city says it's the site of an old gravel pit, but there was much more, many contaminants there back in the day. And this is way back when the reason to go there was the Sierra Sid's free locals buffets. Man, those were good times. That was the only reason to go there back then, but I will admit what they did with the Marina Park, the way it looks, the way you can enjoy it, walking around it, it looks and is quite fantastic now. I'm just saying, I'm being picky here. There was a bit more than gravel in there. And you know when they do those restocking the fish, how many times the fish die and they say it's because oxygen levels or something? I don't know. I keep thinking back to what that place used to look like, but that's just reenumerating. That's we can't be sure. All right, here's something similar. At 10 o'clock this coming Monday in the morning, Gardnerville Ranchos trustees meet to discuss the $7.9 million purchase of the 198-acre Bing Pit. The buyout is being considered mainly for the water rights. But besides that, if you buy it, And that's a big space. I've seen it. What could you do with it? I'd be against this if it's a. I'm picturing a dollar store, a vape shop, and a tattoo shop, but water rights. Well, that's a bargain. Maybe, I don't know. Besides that, there was really very little local news this week. I mean, there was news, but so much more than ever gets unreported. We here get local news on the air every day. I love tracking down the local news every morning when I come in at 8 o'clock in the morning. On TV, we get almost no local news during holidays. We get the weather person getting twice the amount of time, and what little stories they had, they repeat them. That lady who stole the purse in the Carson City casino video story, Carson City Sheriff's Office seeks fraud suspect. That story, that lady, they got to find her by now. They ran that story for like 3 days. Well, that was it? The purse being stolen? And coming up, folks, those year-end stories to fill the time. And the RGJ has already started today. The headline in the RGJ, you can check it out online. The headline reads, the most heartbreaking TV deaths of 2025 that won't be forgotten. And the RGJ had this wonderful story yesterday. Donner Party begins eating the dead on this day. I kid you not. That's what it says. And let me read this. On December 26, 1846, some members of the ill-fated Donner Party are believed to have turned to cannibalism in order to survive during a Sierra Nevada snowstorm. And the story even admits, the story says right here, this story originally appeared in the Reno Gazette Journal in 2006 and 2010. I think some AI is afoot here. And one more story that is not local today, and I think we'll get reaction from you on this. Today I see there are a lot more pictures of Bill Clinton and a lot more accusations by Democrat politicians against Donald Trump. But let me just say this, and I'm not defending anybody here. I'm just telling you something. Neither Bill Clinton nor Donald Trump have ever been accused by any of these poor victim ladies of anything whatsoever, right? And these people, these women are thankfully, they are now grown and they have power and people are paying attention and believing them. And if anybody had been misused by Trump or by Clinton, I guarantee you they would have come forward and we would be glad to have their story, their account. But neither one of these two men have ever been accused of any impropriety by anybody who was a Jeffrey Epstein victim. And so trying to find guilt where it doesn't exist against either, like the New York Times and the ABC and the CBS news media has been doing for weeks, that does not make sense to me. All right, we got to take a break. I'm John Potter, live and local. It's me and you until noon, and we'll be back shortly. FM, it's 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk. Time is 10:20.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Welcome back. Welcome back, my friends. FM News Talk time is 10:23. I'm John Potter, live and local, and I am the very last person to subscribe to Netflix. It was those football games on Christmas Day, and so they finally got me. And I see by going on Netflix that I have hundreds of things to see in the Netflix guide. The TV shows and the movies that look interesting, but not quite interesting enough to watch, you know. Netflix actually was one of my desperate Christmas gifts to my wife, Kathy. We actually looked at each other last week and we confessed we really have everything we need. And that is, wait till you hit this age. This is very typical at our age. You know, for seniors, Christmas is a day of memories. And sadly, very little family, except for my brother in Costa Rica. All, and I mean all, of my family is gone. Parents, sister, brothers, aunts, uncles, all. Kathy has wonderful relatives here, so that's my family. But for me and so many other oldsters, Christmas is a day of church, memories, walking the cat. Yes, I do take the cats for a walk. Got a little carriage, but I'm not going to talk about that. Watching White Christmas like we did after football. This year, and I kid you not, we had 7 Christmas parties to go to. The last one was her cousin's, where I finally got to have the little peanut butter cookies with the Hershey's Kiss on top. And the party before that, peanut butter fudge. Oh, yes. From heaven. The first of the 7 parties was at Joe Hart's house. So we go every year. He really is as nice as he comes across on TV. And I love the staff at Channel 4. They are very polite, considerate. Professional, very decent folk there, nicest staff in town. They don't even gossip. At Channel 2, the boss lived on gossip. And I asked one of the staff at the party, what does Channel 4 give you for Christmas? And they said nothing. Their thing is, on December's, management is really awesome to employees in December, and they give them small things throughout the month. That is, I never heard that before. One reporter there, Ben Marjot, he does a very good podcast on local politics. It's called Battleground Nevada. And I neglected to tell him, but that is so needed here. In-depth reporting on local politics, in-depth reporting on anything local, because people need to know much more than what the other stations do posting Aaron Ford press releases. You know, we need to hear both sides. And I'm telling you, there is so much that goes unreported in our beautiful state. And when something is reported, you know, they never seem to go back a year or two later and check up on that big story, what happened since. And I'm always wondering, hey, remember that guy who, you know, whatever? I wish I had time for my own podcast, but Ben does a very good job with his. It's Battleground Nevada. So 7 parties. Anybody beat that? 884-9910. Or what were your Christmas parties like? Christmas Eve, of all days, very eventful Christmas Eve. Of all days, we chose that day to do errands. We couldn't help it. You know, things had to get done, and the cupboards were bare. And it was like last-minute bachelor Christmas shopping again. But it wasn't Christmas shopping. It was the regular shopping that we had to do and ended up doing on Christmas Eve. And that requires Costco to get our essentials, of all days. I have never seen, I say this every 2 weeks, don't I? Never seen Costco that packed before. No, they topped it again. Christmas Eve was unbelievable. First, you know, had to get gas. You know, she wanted to be dropped off in that shopping center there, that Airport Square for things. Who the heck shops at Airport Square? But she likes the coin shop and the jewelry shop and Asian noodles for lunch. And so I was left to fight the mob. And I pushed Blue Babe the truck. I was like Patton in Europe. Crawling through the Costco parking lot. It was like a slow cattle drive. People suddenly, when they get to the Costco parking lot, they somehow they pick up the zombie walk. They suddenly walk slower. I don't know. It just seems that way. So first, well, I had to make my way through and cross Harvard to get the gas first. Gas lines were stretched out to the street. And here's the thing. Green pump bandits. I saw somebody leave their line, the gas line at Costco, to grab an empty green light pump in another line. Are there rules about this? And there were some disapproving honks, but he got there. And this is the thing. There are people. I think the guy was right. I think that there are people who think it's improper to take an open green spot if it's in front of a car filling up at Costco, and it is not. That's how it's designed. But I always see that open spot sit there because, our polite Nevadans, they may see that as rude. So now we have lane-crossing bandits. It is becoming the Wild West there. But I have to ask, do you use the middle lane to get to a gas pump if the people in front of you are just waiting and not moving and taking forever with that empty spot that is not directly in front of them? I get the person who gets the empty spot in front of me, doesn't get out of the car for like a minute, gets to the gas pump selection screen and stares at it like it's Chinese. And just one more thing about Costco. I promise I'll wrap this up in 30 seconds. Why is the food court so disorganized? You know, for a company that has the gas station routine down to a science, I don't get it. Do they not understand that everybody has a cart with them? They have four kiosks at the snack bar on one little bench, 2 feet apart on opposite sides. The dining benches are 2 feet apart. What are you supposed to do with your cart while you order? While you use the condiments and the drinks while you eat? It's, I don't know. And as for the store's location, I'm thinking they had to visualize how this all would end up being in the planning stages of this store. They must have known. Right? Just a very strange corner for a Costco. And now even the Sparks Costco is getting insane. But I did it. And yes, it was dark when we finally got out of there. But we pushed and we pushed and we won. And I got the last bag of romaine and we high-fived. Okay, we're going to break for news, Fox News, local news with Phil in for Greg Neff today. I'm John Potter, phone number 884-9910. And we'll be back shortly. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 10:32.
Proud to have switched from liberal to conservative over the years.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk.
99.1 and 92.3.
Our current temperature is 37 degrees in Reno. Beautiful day, and we deserve it. It's about time, right? I'm John Potter. Welcome back, friends. I get emails, so many emails. Where do they come from, and how do they find out about me? A lot of emails I get are health-oriented because, we do a half hour of health with Derek every Saturday, and I read a lot of health articles, and Google or Alphabet or whatever knows this. So my emails are about 30% health articles, and one that I get every week is from the Yale School of Medicine. It's usually about, you know, what the researchers just found. And so they send me this newsletter this week. It says that, and this is a new discovery here, it has been shown that if you exercise, you actually help fighting off cancer. And they say about how to fight cancer. They say it's exercise. And, that stands to reason in your head. Well, exercise is good for you, so I'm going to do it. But the question of, well, why exercise? What good does that do with cancer? Well, here's the deal. This research done by Yale comes up with really an amazingly simplistic answer, and they tested this on mice. The mice had to work out and exercise. They gave the two sets of mice two types of cancer, breast cancer and skin cancer, two kinds that are very common in our society and cause a great pain and sorrow for humankind. So they put these infected mice on a good diet where they're getting lots of stuff. And, you know, some mice, they just lazed around. They just relaxed in the cage. And the other mice, they had to get on a wheel, and they ran and ran and ran. And here's what happened. When you exercise, your muscles demand the glucose that's in your blood. You remember, glucose is what fuels your body at the cellular level. And so when you exercise, your muscles are grabbing up the glucose that's in your blood. And the deal is that that starves the cancer cells. It impedes their ability to gather the same glucose and feed themselves and grow. And of course, it is the growth of cancerous cells that ends up causing us the suffering and death potentially. And so at this stage, it may be as simple as when you exercise, you're starving the cancer. And they found that the mice with the cancer who exercised actually had the size of their tumors shrink. So anyway, who knows? I just throw it out there. I found it really interesting. This is a great age that we live in with these new health discoveries. And this email is from a listener about what I brought up on the show about President Trump this month reducing the mileage mandates that punished the gasoline car production makers in the U.S. I called it making cars affordable again. A few weeks ago, I think we did this, and I got to talking about cars, how it used to be the crank handle, and you would roll the window down or you'd roll the window up, and you'd move this handle in a circular fashion to make the window go down and roll it the other direction in a circular fashion to make the window go up. No need for an electric motor, no need for a wire or a switch, very reliable. And the kids' hands, they didn't get caught doing that. Is there any family out there that did not experience the child's fingers caught in the top of the electric window? You know, parents used to say, watch out for the window. It was a scary thing, you know, when they came out. Okay, email after that Saturday show reads, John, I liked it better when the car did not tell you where to go. You buy yourself some kind of stick-on compass that you put there in the center of your windshield.
Yes.
And it would float around, you know, this way and that. And you were Lewis and Clark for the day. And you would get into conversations with your wife. Well, I think we turn this way, don't you think? You could not hook your phone up to your car. Your phone was back at your house. The sound system was an AM radio. If you were a hippie, maybe there was FM or an 8-track player. And under the hood, there was a powerful engine, but it was relatively simple in terms of technology. It was a mechanical device. The engine did not have little microchips here and there. In fact, we didn't even have microchips anywhere. We had barbecue chips and the regular and the crinkle chips. That's all we had. And the cars were far simpler, and they were far less expensive and simpler. And it was not uncommon for people to actually be able to fix their cars themselves. And you could pop the hood, and you could correct something. Anyway, I don't like going on about this, but in a marketplace where fewer and fewer people can afford to buy a brand new car, and where the cars are ever more complex, isn't it possible to, like, just build a simpler car without all the electronic stuff on it? And I predict somebody is going to do that, and they're going to sell it for less than half the price, and that is going to wake up the automakers. I just want a car I can get in and drive, and I'm not afraid to roll up the windows on my own. Why can't we have a car like that? I think it would be more affordable, big time, and I think it could also be more durable, too. And I can only imagine that less stuff in a car costs less money. And further, less stuff, I believe, equals more reliability because, you know, every bit of stuff has the potential to go wrong. And the fewer moving parts you have, the fewer things you have that can go wrong, and the more reliable, I think. your vehicle would be more reliable. So there are a lot of vehicles out there, and if you can't afford a $52,000 car, which, believe it or not, that is the average price of a new car in 2025, $52,000, you're going to take some sacrifice. It may not be a new one, but fortunately, it's a fairly reliable one, and we are probably going to do just fine. And that's one thing that maybe we should remind ourselves a little more frequently, that we need transportation. And if my car goes, I'm winning. That's it. If I need to eat lunch and I go get lunch, I'm winning. And I think that the key is to recognize your blessings and be grateful for what you have. It doesn't matter wherever you are. If you can be content with what you have in your simple little car, I think you'll find that your life is a whole lot more enjoyable. And finally, I seem to have an issue with rodents. Rodents seem to have an issue with me. I go through this every year. Normally, it happens earlier in the season, but we have a bit of wildlife backyard around us. So when the temperatures drop, we get some mice in the house, not rats. So Thursday night, I'm sitting there, and suddenly I'm like, what's my cat doing? She's been staring at this cabinet. And then I'm like, okay, here we go. Got my first rodent of the year. So I get my traps. You know, I have three. And my peanut butter. And the first night, I got three. I wake up to three traps. I didn't hear any squeaking. There's no squeaking with these traps. So I think, hey, three, that's pretty good. That should be all of them. Well, last night, pretty much the same story. The cat wants to get into another cabinet. I put the three traps out, and this morning, not one bite. So I think they learned about the peanut butter. So I think tonight it's hazelnut spread. I don't know. Not the Nutella. Can't afford that. It's the Walmart version of that. It's two or three, and I'm done. But this is a bigger herd. Do they mice come in herds? I don't know. I think this year is the biggest this season, really. I never seen so many. I spent most of my life in Nevada, never seen so many rodents. We're most concerned about all these stories that we hear of chewed up car wires. It terrifies me. And apparently it happens a lot. Five friends so far have told us that they were hit. These mice, they get in the engine compartment of the car. It's always the cars parked outside. You know, we can't fit the car in the garage, so we can't change that. But five friends so far has told us the mice have gotten in the engine and chewed up the wires, and that has cost them thousands of dollars. I don't know if this is accurate, but I think these new car wires are coated with a product made by Purina. Rat chow, more specifically, and you're thinking, what about those cats, John? As for the cats, and we have three of them, one used to be a great mouse hunter, but I think that the regularly scheduled feedings of Fancy Feast and the churro treats have taken the love of the hunt from this cat. That is what we've done. All of us have done to our cats. They are supposed to hunt down the rodents, and we have all turned them into welfare cats. So then I was thinking of a barn cat. You know, I would love to have that layer of defense. I mean, we know people with barn cats, but for some reason, I just feel bad about having one because it gets cold outside. You know, there are coyotes and bobcats and raccoons around, and I just feel it would be too selfish of me to leave that poor barn cat out there alone in the cold. The barn cats I hear about from our friends like Justin May of Ponds by May, Great Pond and Pool Service, their barn cats suddenly disappear and they hear coyote yelps. So yeah, I just, you know, I don't want to just use a cat for that purpose when, you know, they could meet with a bad ending. I tried to lure a few feral cats unsuccessfully. One time I had a bat in the house. That was a few years ago. Just moved into this house, and there's the bat hanging on the wall. I decided not to use the 357 Colt Python. It went away, but I know, people who definitely would have packed up and moved. Thanks, producer Craig, for telling me by text that mice, they don't come in a herd. A group of mice is mice, and a mischief or a nest. Are you telling me that more than one mouse is a mischief?
That's correct. Or a nest. You could use either term for them, but yes.
I've gone through 70 years of life saying the wrong thing, that mice are herds. It took this long. You learn something every day. That's what I love about this job. So a mischief or a nest.
That is correct.
I've never heard that before. You're making this up, aren't
you? I went to AI, and that the AI told me.
So during this show, you go and fact check everything I say.
Every weekend.
That's a hell of a job. You must be exhausted. All right, we're going to take a break. Our phone number, 884-9910. I'm John Potter, live and local. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1050.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Beautiful day, and we deserve it after what we've been through. What a week. All right, back to news. This is something our AG, our Attorney General, Aaron Ford, would be very proud of. He might try to do this here in Nevada, actually. He has a tendency to pick up whatever San Francisco does. We find it here, something San Francisco doesn't like, and he sues Trump for it. San Francisco, California, the beautiful city by the bay, has launched a lawsuit against, I think it's what they call multinational food companies. And of course, the word multinational to them is very, very bad. I think some of them, Coke, Nestle, Pepsi, Kraft, Heinz, what else is there? The Post, General Mills? You're suing General Mills? Kellogg, Mars. And what is it they're doing? Well, these companies, these freaking monsters, they're selling us Cheerios and Kit Kat bars and Lunchables and Oreos. That's what they're doing. They're selling us Honey Nut Cheerios. And San Francisco is suing the multinational company. So I got to think about this. And after the news, I'll give my opinion about that. I think you can kind of guess what that's going to be and maybe hear yours too. 884-9910. I'm not making this up. I'm not. Let's go to the phones. William is calling in. Hey, William. Thank you for calling. I'm John. I'm so glad you called. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. I have a bunch of cats and I want to get rid of them because, I've been giving them a lot of dog food to eat, but the main reason why I wanted to raise them was so they would kill the mice and the little kangaroo rats and also the chipmunks.
So why, William, why are you feeding them dog food, which I don't think you're supposed to do? I think it has a taurine or what is it, some ingredient that is not good for cats. Why do you give them dog food?
Because I can't afford to give them cat food. It costs too much. And besides, I have dogs. Matter of fact, when I moved out here, I only had one female cat. And they came all the way from Stagecoach. There's some black cat. He came out here and he bred with it. And now I got like 8 kittens running around, boys and girls. And I think most of them are all white except for 2 tabby ones. And I maybe would like to keep the 2 tabbies, but but they need to be fixed or something because I can't.
All right, well, I'll make this short. Take them to the Humane Society. You take a cat there. They can get them fixed, get them their shots, and they will adopt them out. Actually, you take it to Washoe County Animal Services, I believe, first, and then the Humane Society does that, and they put those six cats or whatever that you just mentioned up for adoption. But don't let anybody adopt
wild,
the pet like a neighbor or anything like that, because I find that a lot of these people on Nextdoor and such who are looking for cats to adopt, they are looking at neighbors and friends and Nextdoor.com because the Humane Society will not let them adopt. They have bad records. And so that's why these people, I mean, it's simple to go to the Humane Society and adopt a cat. But when they seek out cats for free, I hate seeing that on Nextdoor.com. I'm sorry to cut you short there, but just some tips for you,
cats.
My friend. What's that?
They're wild. They're wild cats.
They're wild. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I tried to put a couple in a cage because I was going to take them down and see if somebody wanted them.
Don't do that.
They actually attacked me.
Well, they're feral cats, and some are marked by the city. I got to run for Fox News, my friend.
Okay.
Take care. I'll be back next hour, folks. 99.1 FM Talk.